Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today's February 4th, 2019. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Happy belated Groundhog's Day and Super Bowl Sunday. For all of you recovering from Super Bowl, I hope this podcast finds you well. And if you called out sick from work, well, enjoy the cast. And send some emails out or start buy some shave gear or look at some stuff because it's a free day for you. And don't worry, I won't tell. All right, guys, today on the show, we have an email from Steve, a very nice email from Steve regarding a shave kit for kids. Last week, I asked for some ideas on a little baby shave kit, like with a little plastic razor. I've seen a couple of them online and stuff like that. As you guys know, I am having a little boy coming up in my life. We'll be here in May. So I'm looking very forward to having my first child with my wife, and we are very excited, and lots of things happening in our life right now, moving and all that good stuff. So we are very excited, and this is one of the first gifts I want to give him when he gets older. Is a little little baby shave kit. And Steve sent me a beautiful kit and a nice story as well, so I'd like to tell you guys all about it. The Big Shave Southwest is coming up in April. It is going to be held in Arizona this year, and I have some more information on that if you're interested. There's going to be like a day trip and everything like that. You don't want to miss it if you're in that area or if you can make it. It's usually one of the bigger shave events of the year, so it's very cool. I've been to one. I've been very fortunate to been able to go to one of them, and they are a lot of fun. So it's been quiet with collectors and artisans out there. Haven't seen too many new releases, very, very seldom, other than a few on West Coast Shaving's been having a lot of them and everything like that from artisans. But are the prices dropping down in collectibles too? I'm going to tell you my thoughts and my findings because I research the market quite often, especially on eBay, and I've been noticing a lot of the big names have been going down in price. So is now the time to buy? You'll just have to listen. Also, a t-shirt giveaway from Janus Razors as well. And if you're unfamiliar with Janus Razors, it's time to become familiar with them because they are making a type of toggle razor, Gillette toggle, basically not like a replica. It's actually with all new equipment and new technology, making it an old idea with new technology. They look great. It's kind of more of like a tribute razor to them. We have a t-shirt giveaway and a little contest at the end of the show that everybody can participate in and have some fun with it. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. All right. So I had an email from Steve regarding the shave kit for kids when I was asking for a few ideas. And he sent me this awesome kit a link to this awesome kit for children 3 and up, right? It's like a dop kit. It has a dop bag. It has a mirror. It has a comb, a hair dryer, an electric razor, hair clippers, a regular razor, like a cartridge type razor with no blades in it, of course, and a brush, soap, everything like that, or a whole kit. It's from LakeshoreLearning.com. They actually have quite a few stores in the United States if you're around here, about 60 stores, he said. But the email was more, basically, it was more important to me. It was more of an impact to me than the actual product itself, which is awesome because I think I'm going to end up getting this. So Steve wrote to me. He said for Christmas, it was his 4-year-old was giving the first shave kit. It was given the kit, right? The first shave kit. And he was telling me how his wife was able to take a video of him teaching her how to shave like daddy. He loaded the brush. And it was like in the pomade tub, so he used the wrong one. And then showed her the steps of a 2-pass shave. And he was, Steve was mentioning how very proud he was of his little one. I can tell you right now that was an awesome story. Because just to see your little son or daughter, shave just like you. And he was teaching mommy how to shave like dad with his new little kit. And he's using it's amazing how little kids pick up everything we do. And Steve, with his actually has several children. Great story, Steve. I really appreciate you sharing this story and the kit because I think I really love that kit. I think it's awesome, and also I think it's really special that your son is watching you and remembering everything. And at 4 years old, is already starting to get into it. So who knows when he gets older? Will he be running? Maybe he'll even have his own wet shaving podcast or blog or something like that. Start them off young, guys, because that's what I plan on doing, or at least trying to. Great story, Steve. Thank you very much for sharing. It was really made me smile, and it was a great email. I'll be keeping that in the file just in case I ever have a bad day and I'll read something nice. So thank you very much for sharing that. And if you guys are checking out Lakeshore Learning, check out the picture in the show notes. This is a really intense kit. If you have about a 3 or 4 year old that's really starting to get into watching you shave every day or watching or getting into it, this is a great way to start practicing, right? Never too early to start. So there's other kits out there, but I think this is probably the most detailed kit I've ever seen. I've seen a couple on Amazon. I even seen a few, I think, you know, on eBay as well. Haven't seen any in any brick and mortar stores, but there's a Lakeshore Learning, several of them around. So check them out if you're by there. And hey, buy the kit for the little ones. All right, guys, the Big Shave Southwest is coming April 27, 2019. That's right, in Arizona. It has been announced, okay? So check it out at BigShaveSouthwest.com. Yes, sorry. It goes to like BigShaveEast.com, the link, but you can just click on the link in the show notes. It'll take you. It says Big Shave East, but it goes to Big Shave Southwest. All right, so a couple other things going on. They are doing a road trip to Tombstone, Arizona. That's right. 2 days before the event. So if you're in town early, okay, for about $30, you can go on a road trip. They're going to rent a van and have donuts and coffee and everything like that. Everybody gets to sit together and talk and everything. They're going to Tombstone, the historic area of Arizona. And he's going to hit up a Boot Hill Cemetery, some other reenactments. They're going to see museums, salon. I mean, this looks like a really cool trip. I really wish I can go on this trip. I'm going to be honest with you guys, because it looks like fun. The road trip alone looks like an awesome time. Plus the shave meetup a couple days later. If I could make it, I would this year, but I will not be able to attend any shave meetups until probably next year. And I just wish you guys all the best of luck who go and take a lot of pictures. Because let me tell you, I've been to these events. They're a lot of fun. You get to see all the people you talk to online all the time and see them in person and get to meet them in person. And I don't think there's a mean soul in the bunch, I can tell you that much. Everybody was just so friendly. The last event that I went to was just great. So if you're in the area, if you can make it, guys, hit this up. And if you can, I would hit up that trip too, because I'm sure seating is limited, but it looks like a lot of fun. All right, guys. And I hate to say it, it's been quiet out there. It really has been quiet. And it was a struggle trying to find stuff to talk about this week, new in the wet shaving world. I think we've hit a kind of a quiet time, which happens here and there in hobbies and happens here and there in industries. This has been the quietest it's been in wet shaving in a long time. There were several releases that came out last month in January. But since around, I'd say, November-ish, it's been slowing down quite a bit. And I could tell you, you know, why, my reasons and stuff like that. But let's talk about what I think the reason is why they're slowing down. Or we can just talk about real facts. The facts are this. January was the fewest new releases I've seen since I've been doing the podcast, and basically since 2015. The few releases we did have, we had some new vendors, like Mammoth Soaps had a release. Declaration just had a release a couple days ago. And a couple other artisans have had, Talbot had a release. Most of them have been being released on West Coast Shaving, and they've been selling out quickly. So that is still, the demand is still there for the slow releases. But the eBay business has been going down tremendously since I've noticed in the last, actually, 2 months. I've seen razors that would usually go for about $600 to $700 go for about $300 to $400. Also on Facebook, it's dropped down a lot on the BST as well. Now, why is this? Okay, I think that a lot of these prices get skewed by several collectors who get into the hobby and start overpaying for things. Okay, we talked about vintage Gillettes going last year, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, going for $2,000 or $3,000 each, and then being resold for only $1,000 recently, or a BBS1 going for, you know, a certain amount of money, now only going for about, you know, maybe 20% less. It's because I think that a lot of collectors skew the market partially. And I wouldn't say everybody would, but I say this. If you have 20 guys in the industry that are buying things at a premium and don't care and they spend the money, they can actually start a trend. Now, I'll tell you where the trends start. The trends start usually on Facebook. Facebook is really like the Wild West of the weight shaving world. In the forums, there's really there's a lot of rules and regulations on forums, right? You have a lot of moderators saying, yeah, you can't overprice this. We don't charge this. I can tell you right now that there was a time in wet shaving for you newbies out there who've only been doing this a couple of years when you used to go on BSTs and find things for less than new. All right? The BST on Badger and Blade or Shave, you know, the Straight Razor Place or Shave Den, when those were the three big ones back in the day when they were the three big forums. You go online, if you were looking for something, you wouldn't pay full price for it because you weren't allowed to. You would have to actually have something that was affordable. So say you bought a feather razor for $17 and you wanted to resell it. You would go in there, it would be probably about, you know, $14 or $15. You know, that was a way to share things on the BST. Now today, recently, it's gone up and it's now people are selling things for 20 to 30% more. I think that, and then everybody's like, oh, I want that. All these new guys come into the hobby with, you know, some deep pockets, and they come out and they start realizing after about 6 months that, hey, I just spent several thousand dollars on wet shaving stuff, and, you know, I'm not really into it anymore, or I found what I really like, and I just need this one razor, I don't need all this stuff, or it's just sitting there, or I just bought this all because of impulse, and then they start selling it. And then that's when you see, you know, new guys come in and some disappear, right? If you've been doing this for a long time, you've been in this hobby, you've seen it in every aspect of it. This is what brings trends up and down. Right now, we're in a downtrend. I think everybody's kind of slowing down. A lot of people, you know, those collectors have what they need, and there's really nothing new coming out. There hasn't been a new razor company yet, right, that came out with any new double edges. Very seldom are there any new straight razors coming out. And when they do, they usually sell out quickly, but there just hasn't been much going on. So are we seeing the end of the overpriced hard to get gear? Are we seeing the end of this? I would say yes, we are. We're starting to see the turn, and it's going to be a little bit of a different game, I guess. And I think we're going to start going back to possibly 2010, 2008 pricing. And it, like I said, for you guys who are around then, there was only several razors really getting a premium back then, like the bottom dial, the toggle, you know, some double rings from Gillette. You know, there wasn't really too many new items. But what's happening now, it's just like, I guess people are like, you know what, I'll pass, or I'm not going to sell my stuff. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm collect it. But, you know, just the other day, I saw Wolfman Razor go for $400 on eBay when I could tell you a year ago or even 6 months ago, that same razor probably would have gone for $600 or $700 at auction. And it went for basically retail now. So it's happening. Can we stop it? Can we predict what's going to happen more in the future? No, but I can say that you know, that group, the certain group of people that start buying all that stuff, they'll come back. You'll see another group come. Every year it happens the same thing. But it's a lot of it's I'm sorry to go back to my original point. A lot of it starts on Facebook because there's no regulation. You can sell for whatever you want on Facebook. On the forums, you know, the moderators are going to get kind of angry or upset and might cancel your post if you're really overcharging something. So I think that the trend the last 2 years of the trend of overpricing and stuff like that might be coming to an end. You might start seeing stuff on the BST for an actual bargain, because that's used to be where, why would I buy anything off the BST if I'm paying full price? The only time I buy, you know, soaps or anything like that, if I'm getting a deal, right? You would at least have to save 10 to 15% on something used, which I would think would be pretty fair, if not less. And stuff to sell on the BST wasn't really to profit. It was really to sell just to get rid of it or let somebody else try it, right? I think that's where we're coming back to, and I think in the next couple of months we'll be the factor on how that's happening and if it really is happening, if we are going back to 2008, 2010 pricing. So if you have any thoughts on that, I would definitely love to hear from you. Send me an email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, because it is something that I'd like to talk to more about wet shavers. If you've been around a long time, if you've only been around for a few months, that's fine. Just let me know what your thoughts are and if you see anything, if you see the same. Because I've seen some forum posts the same thing. It's like, it's been quiet out there. There's nothing going on. Now, on an artisan point of view, a lot of artisans are like probably sitting there saying, man, you know, I'm running out of ideas. I've come out with five, six, seven different ideas. And this comes to a time where it's like, okay, I got to start, you know, doing something else, or I have to start building on my core brands. You know, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm sorry to keep going on about this, but this is really a big deal. You look at the craft beer industry, all right? Remember, I'm in the alcohol business. I sell wine for a living. I work in a very large store that sells everything, right? Craft beer has been down for the last 2 years, and we're actually going from 5 years ago expanding craft beer, right? Expanding aisles of craft beer. To this year, we're actually going to take away aisles of craft beer. We're actually going to decrease the space of craft beer and open up for whiskey. So you can see trends are changing. 5 years ago, you would have never said that. We're up 25-30% in sales, and craft beer as an industry has been going up, right? And now this year, it's been dropping 10-15%. A lot of people are going to breweries. There's breweries. I mean, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, there was only one brewery in my town. Now there's eight, you know, and all that stuff. So it's just people are going to breweries and said they don't want to go. And people get fed up with paying $12, $13 for a six pack. I look at it as like, I see the similar trend with shaving, wet shaving. You know, sometimes people are going to get fed up paying $25, $30 for a soap. You know, they're going to just maybe not want to buy that. And that's when you got to be careful, artisans, because if you get too much into your rut or too much into your routine of thinking you're going to sell out, you know, 50 soaps at $25, $30, I would be careful because as with the craft beer industry, and again, it's different, but it's really the same because it's disposable income. It's not necessity. A lot of people are going back to drinking the regular stuff because, hey, who wants to spend $12 on a six-pack of beer when you can get, you know, $8 for a 12-pack of beer, right? And that's when those guys like Truett and Hill and you know, all those big names, Art of Shaving and stuff like that. Maybe not Art of Shaving, but that's those guys survive this kind of type of time, right? Because they're big and they have it and their prices are set. You know, they're expensive, but they're there, right? And that's when you start seeing the artisans, well, they run out of ideas and they start shutting down shop. You know, last year we had quite a few artisans shut down, but, you know, quite a few open up too. So that's just my thought on the whole thing. I don't see the trend. I don't see wet shaving ever getting back down to where it was, but I do see it slowing down a bit. And I think that regular gear is going to be a big deal this year. I also think that the collectible stuff will come back about March or April when tax time comes and people have a little bit extra money. You know, you're going to see, like we talked about in the first two shows of the year, the trends. I still think you're going to see those items going up in price. They're still selling like crazy. There's tons of want to buy ads for that. You're going to see those, but I don't think it's going to be as many as it's been in the past. Just my thoughts. Love for you to share your thoughts as well. Send me an email at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com with your thoughts as well, and we'll talk about it. All right, guys, we have a t-shirt giveaway. That's right, a t-shirt giveaway from Janus Razors. If you are unfamiliar with Janus Razors, it's time to become familiar with them. It is a Made in the USA Gillette Toggle Tribute razor that's... Eric, from the owner of the company, has spent probably hundreds of hours developing. This was not an easy task for him. He went through it, and he's trying to do modern technology with CNC machining with an old technique that was made in bulk by machines that were really meant to make those razors, right, from Gillette. And believe it or not, we were sending emails back and forth, you know, for a while, and then kind of went quiet. And just recently, I started speaking to him again. I didn't realize how hard it was to build something that was built in the masses back 50 years ago. It's pretty intense on how difficult and how much how advanced machining was and production and just all that good stuff was back in the 60s. And how we're using computers and stuff and still having a hard time replicating what they did without their machines. So Janus Razors, he's got some really cool pictures of prototypes on the website. And he was very kind, Eric was very kind, to send me some t-shirts to give away. So here's a chance for you guys to win a shirt. All right, all you have to do is send me a picture of your shave, then no matter how big or small. And if I feature you on the show, depending on how many I get, I will send you a picture. Oh, not a picture, I'm sorry. I will send you a t-shirt. All right, and I will share your picture. All right. So send me an email at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com with a picture of your shave then and a little bit of a story that I can share. And if I feature you on the show, you will get a shirt. I will send you an email back and say and ask for some shipping information. And I'll send you a brand new Janus Razors t-shirt. All right, so really cool giveaway. Thank you, Eric, from Janus Razors, as this was a very nice and kind gesture to do for the show. And if you haven't checked them out, guys, check them out at janusrazors.com. All right, everyone, that concludes our show for this week. Thank you for listening, as always. And remember, our show is powered by SharpBiologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to all of you guys, the listeners. Without you, there would be no podcast and no wet shaving industry. That's right. and Mark, aka Mantic 59, for everything that he does for the Wet-Shaving community and for the support he gives our show. Don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com, and check out, feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any questions or anything you'd like to see shared on the show, or anything you'd like to share on the show. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, and as always, remember to shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.